When Lisa Madigan announced last year she wasn't seeking another term as Illinois Attorney General, dozens of Democrats announced they might be interested in running. On the Republican side, Erica Harold was and remains the front runner for the nomination. The Harvard Law School graduate is making her second run for office following a primary loss to Congressman Rodney Davis in 2014. Harold still lives in her hometown, Champaign-Urbana, and is perhaps best known as the 2003 Miss America. In a wide-ranging conversation with GLT's Ryan Denham, Harold says one of the main reasons she wants to be Attorney General is to see the office strike a less partisan tone.
I think that the office has been used in ways that have been partisan and that undermine respect that people have for the office itself. I also feel that we need an Attorney General who's focused on simply enforcing the law and not picking sides and winners and losers. Finally, I want to be an advocate for all of the interests of Illinoisans, regardless of their political background. And my experience as an attorney and as an advocate taking on tough issues, I think uniquely situates me to be the best advocate for Illinoisans.
So the current Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, is not running for re-election. She's probably most known by voters for her work on consumer advocacy, those types of things, maybe a few other things. So I want to ask, what direction would you take the office? What would an Attorney General's office under your control look like?
I think Attorney General Madigan has done a good job of focusing on consumer protection issues, but I think that the office's focus needs to expand to address issues such as public corruption. I announced my candidacy back in August, and I've done probably more than 150 events with voters throughout Illinois, and public corruption routinely comes up time and time again. And by public corruption, I'm not talking about using the office as a way to punish political opponents. It's making sure that people don't have to have political connections if they're applying for a job or their organization is applying for a grant. And so public corruption is something that has a real economic impact on Illinoisans and undermines people's respect for government itself.
Do you think that marijuana should be fully legalized in Illinois or something close to it?
I think legalization is inevitable in Illinois. And as a result, I think that we need to take steps to bring all the stakeholders to the table to make sure that we can assess fully what that would look like in Illinois and make sure that we have regulations in place that it's regulated well for safe adult use. And there are obviously a lot of complexities that have to be taken into consideration because it is still illegal at the federal level. And so each state that chooses to move towards the path to legalization has to figure out exactly how to address that in light of the federal government's priorities. And we know that Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Cole memo, which had previously said that the U.S. attorneys weren't going to be focusing their resources on marijuana issues, and that has been rescinded. So that's an issue that has to be addressed. But I do think that our resources as a state are much better focused on the opioid epidemic, which I think is far more destructive, and that's where our resources need to be focused.
Sometimes when you've never held elected office before, it helps voters imagine what kind of office holder you would be by looking at the politicians that you admire personally. I'd like to ask, who are the elected officials, past or present, that you look up to personally, that you'd want to model yourself off of in some way if you were to become elected?
Probably the person in political life whom I most admire isn't somebody who's elected, but Dr. Condoleezza Rice. And one of the reasons why I particularly admire her is she's somebody who's thought to find consensus. And that's important in the office of Attorney General because in a state as diverse as Illinois, you are looking for ways to build consensus in the purpose in furthering different reforms. And she's somebody who I think found different ways of molding consensus on very difficult topics and difficult issues and was able to bring people together. And she's somebody for whom I have deep admiration.
A lot of folks who may be hearing this may remember you from your run for Congress back in 2014. That was back when Rodney Davis was still relatively new to his job. You lost to him in that Republican primary in the 13th District here, which includes parts of Bloomington Normal. Looking back, what did you learn about politics, about campaigning, and about yourself during the course of that race?
There were a couple of things I learned. First of all, I learned that it's really important to compete in politics in a fair way. And one of the things that made me feel good about running this time is that Congressman Davis was I believe, the first elected official to come out and publicly support my candidacy. And the fact that we were able to move on from a primary and to be able to move forward in furtherance of things that we both care about is something that was very important to me. And it meant a great deal to me on a personal level that even though we were in a primary against each other a couple years ago, that he was willing to be a public supporter of my campaign. And so first and foremost, I learned how important it is to conduct yourself in a way that's respectful and dignified. You can have disagreements with your opponents, but you need to conduct yourself in a way that's respectful and that's worthy of the office that you're speaking. The second thing that I learned is that people want you to fight for them. And oftentimes in politics, campaigns can devolve into pettiness and debates about things that don't really matter to voters. And ultimately, people are looking for someone who's willing to fight vigorously for them. And running for attorney general, that is the job, to be the chief advocate for the people of our state and to make the case that you are uniquely situated to be the best advocate for them. And so as I'm traveling throughout the state, I'm trying to make the case that my background, my life experience, makes me the right kind of person to move things forward in a state that's politically fractured.
That's Erica Harold, a Republican running for Illinois Attorney General. I'm Ryan Denham.
Harold's opponent in the Republican primary is Gary Grasso, a DuPage County board member and former mayor of Burr Ridge. The primary is March 20th. You can find more election news on GLT's Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County.